Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court lifting an injunction against the Trump administration's efforts to gut the Department of Education.
Trump celebrating the win, saying, quote, "The federal government has been running our education system into the ground, but we're going to turn it all around by giving the power back to the people." But education advocates warn that the coming cuts will leave students without critical support services, from special education to financial aid.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, the court's majority not explaining the decision, but the three liberal justices dissented. NVIDIA has announced it has gotten permission from the Trump administration to begin selling its chips for artificial intelligence to China. The president threatening Russia with what he says will be severe sanctions if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't reached within 50 days. No details on what the severity of the sanctions will be. Trash pickup has resumed in the city of Philadelphia nearly 2 weeks after 9,000 city workers went on strike. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cuts to Medicaid are part of the federal budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Wisconsin to talk to providers about how these cuts will impact hospitals and anyone who needs health care. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the Emergency Services Department of Amplify Bell & Health's Green Bay Hospital Saturday. She was there to gauge the impact that cuts to Medicaid will have. ER physician Dr. Bradley Burmeister told her the cuts will be felt at the care level.
By both law and our moral ethics as emergency physicians, we like taking care of everyone whenever they need it. I don't even know what type of insurance people have, but when we're going to see less people on Medicaid, and we're going to have folks skimming off the top for profit, that really sort of puts the squeeze on us to make sure we can continue viability and so we can continue to deliver the care that we need.
Senator Baldwin said when talking about the budget bill that it's about more than just numbers. It's about the people.
And let me be very clear. This measure that was passed last week will hurt our state. This bill will hurt the over 270,000 Wisconsinites who will have their health care terminated. 270,000. That's just about the entire population of Brown County.
Baldwin encourages people to continue contacting their senators and representatives and even state lawmakers to encourage a reversal of the Medicaid cuts. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And the man accused of poisoning and attempting to poison women he'd gone on dates with can go to trial. That's what a Dane County judge decided yesterday. 43-year-old Paul Van Doon and his girlfriend are charged with attempted first-degree homicide and stalking. They'll enter their pleas on August 5th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A new champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star Game going on tonight. Freddie Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star Game rank on his list of goals this season?
This is number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for, and a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be on our first leg of our tour with Jane and Greg at their home at Radio City Park in Racine, along with Zommers and Kringle. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm sure he was talking about us there for a second.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Really?
Well,
here we go again.
Here we are. Underneath this pile of trash we call news, it's John and Gordy in the morning. It's
one avalanche after another.
It really
every
is.
Day.
Just, every day.
Where do you start? I don't know.
I don't either.
It's just
so
much.
We're gonna try something that we tried a long time ago. It's called
trending.
Trending.
Yes.
And
everything's trending.
And so, you know, we have so many trending stories, it's ridiculous. So we're going to try that at 20 after.
Right.
So
stay tuned.
You might want to check that out.
Good morning.
That's yeah.
John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dominic Lee is in the hot box.
Good morning.
Flipping the switches and pushing the buttons willy-nilly.
In the hot box?
Yeah. Making sure we're on the air, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We have sunshine this morning.
It looks like a gorgeous morning.
It's going to be really hot this afternoon.
I don't think we have the Canadian smoke anymore. Thank God to Tom Tiffany and Glenn Grothman for warning Canada.
To knock it off.
Knock it off. Yes. And they did.
They listened.
They shut the window or the door or whatever it is up there in Canada.
So we don't have the haze, but we've got the humidity. The dew point is going to be soaring today, John, into the 70-plus range.
It was
range.
Bad yesterday. I mean, it really was. I mean, going out in the yard just to play with the dog was like 3 minutes. I was done.
It's going to be awful today. It's going to be very humid and highs in the upper 80s, maybe 90-ish.
Really?
So, yeah. Right now, 67 degrees. What is your Samsung WMDX watch say?
I know
the latest.
You took a wild guess there, but I've got the official temperature on the Samsung weather watch. It is 68 degrees currently.
Oh, okay. I think your wrist adds another degree or two.
I have 88.
Okay.
No, it's getting temperatures from another source, not from my wrist.
Okay. I don't know. Prove it. Prove me wrong.
Yeah. You could be right then. 8:34 is sunset time, just in case you wanted to know.
I was curious about that. Okay. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking to Matt Trammell from downtown Madison about Maxwell Street Days.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll check that out. He's always a lot of fun and knows what's going on in downtown Madison. He's got his finger on the pulse. Yeah.
Maxwell Street Days is like a daytime thing. We do the evening thing. Madison does the evening thing now. What is that? The evening
Madison
sidewalk?
The night market?
Nighttime thing? That's what
I think they call it something.
The night market. Well,
that's what it is.
That's better, I think. A little shorter.
But they don't have one in July, the night market. They skip because there's so many other things going on in July.
Yeah.
They skip July, and then we'll have it in early August.
So are they always bi-monthly? Is it just
No, they're always.
It's every month, actually.
Except for July. Okay.
Yeah. In the summertime.
So they picked Maxwell Street Days to be during July then.
Yeah. That's the way that works. We can talk to Matt about that a little later and get the strategy.
Well, yeah. See if they had an arm wrestling match to see who gets priority in July.
Yeah. So now let's see. Did you see that Superman? Did you hear Pete Schwabe talking about Superman?
No.
On the way in?
No.
He saw the movie. Kind of a mixed review.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't really tell if he liked it or not.
I think that's a... just knowing Schwabe,
yeah,
he's not a big superhero movie guy.
Ah.
So if he's kind of mixed on it, that's actually a plus.
Now, are you going to see it today?
Today, we're going to see it at about 4:30 or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it. I mean, there's a lot of talk about it now.
Right.
And we'll see.
Yeah.
I think Pete's producer actually went to go see it as well, Conrad, and he said he really liked it.
Conrad likes the superhero movies.
Yeah, I think it's just they were opposite there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have suspicions about anybody who doesn't like superhero movies.
I might actually go see that. I've heard a lot about it, and it sounds good to me.
Well, it's a new life for Warner Brothers.
Is it?
This is a complete changeover. They've done away with the old DC universe.
Mm.
It was horrible. It was a disaster. The Flash the Flash movie
really
was so bad, and they started off right at the beginning with a really horrific scene of babies falling out of a building.
What?
So,
oh my God! Are you kidding me?
Well, no. It's not so much just the babies falling out of a building. It's the CGI that was just so bad.
Not
I just
great,
wanted
huh?
to run out of the theater screaming. But James Gunn,
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
Okay.
He did that. Mm. He did Peacemaker, which was fantastic. What a great movie. Series that was.
Really?
It was almost a movie. Yeah, and he did that, and then he went over to Warner Brothers to take it over and revamp the DC universe.
Okay.
And this is his first movie. This is the first revamp of all of the superheroes from DC.
Mm.
Let's hope that it works out this time. You know, they had such a horrible, horrible premise for all of the superhero movies. I mean, there's Wonder Woman and Batman, although Batman was really done well by all of the people that wanted to do it. But here's the thing. Every one of those superheroes focused on being a hero.
Mm.
You know, their thing was, I'm a hero, you know, and it was just really ridiculous and stupid and dumb. And people, they're supposed to be reluctant heroes. People who wanted to help people, didn't care about the limelight. But in DC, they did, man. They really took this thing, being a hero, seriously. Well, you could be a hero, too. You know, it really sucked. So James Gunn is gone in there. He's a funny guy. He likes to add humor to it. He likes all of the humanistic part of all of this. So we'll see how he has added humanity to Superman. And he's being, you know, he's already being accused of being too woke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
I guess there's this idea that Superman is an immigrant from another planet.
Really? Okay.
So that is the hang-up now
he's
by the
Krypton.
Maggots.
He's from Krypton.
Well, he's an orphan.
Okay.
And he's an immigrant.
Okay. Wow.
So they didn't like that addition to the movie. They'll find something. You know, we really can't like immigrants. You know,
even in superhero movies.
Yeah.
There's always something.
It's fictional. Okay.
Well, it was somebody kind of fine-tuned, bottom-lined it the other day on one of the news networks. Yeah. And they said what's happening basically is that they're trying to turn the country into a white nation.
Okay.
They're really trying to stop
all
immigrants of color getting into this country. They want to clear it out of all the immigrants, people of even dark, you know, just brown, anything.
Yeah.
They want them out of here.
Mm.
And they're turning this country into a white nation. This is white nationalism. This is, by the way, something they've wanted to do for a long, long time. It's a white nationalist agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white nationalist Christian agenda.
Yeah.
So this is what they have wanted to do for years and years, and they are going to get away with it. I mean, we've got 3.5 years of them clearing house. This is what's going to happen.
Hmm. Okay, well, on that happy note.
All right, well.
good morning.
I didn't want to open with anything political.
Dom, let's get to what's happening with the what's worse, or what is it?
It's would you rather?
Would you rather? Would you rather do what's?
We gotta,
what's,
you know, we
what
gotta,
is worse with which?
Wait, we got Mark up there.
Oh, okay, yep.
Let's go to Mark.
Maybe we should go to Mark.
Let's go to Mark first.
All right,
before
Mark's
we
got something
change
to say.
The subject.
Okay. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, I saw the Superman movie, as I think I mentioned, and I loved it. It's a great movie. Then the whole immigrant thing, I saw that as true there. And the whole, you just talked about the whole making this a white nation. You know, as I'm reading Ruth Ben-Gayat's book, Strong Man, I mean, that's what the Nazis wanted to do. They wanted to purify, you know, make it a white, you know, you know, white German nation as opposed to, you know, that just, you know, the purify the nation, you know, to purify the blood. And that is, you know, Donald Trump was talking about poisoning the blood and all that.
Yes, kind of. Yes.
Right.
That reading that book is even though it's it came out before, you know, that before the 2024 election, that I don't think she anticipated Donald Trump coming back into office. I mean, it is terrifying what we're seeing now, because he's got a whole crew of syncopants that are going along with this bull.
Yeah.
Yes. So what's amazing is there's, you know, non-white people in his administration. I mean, that look at what Kash Patel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These people are able to sign along with this kind of thing.
It's
but, I mean, it is just
crazy.
It's crazy, and, you know, considering, you know, the Ronald Reagan speech, I don't know if you guys played that one, but he talked about the, you know, more or less admiring his, you know, Lady Liberty saying, you know, bring me your tired, your poor, you know, she's lifting the light.
Just the opposite,
just the opposite.
Yeah. Shining
of
light.
For all Reagan, for all his faults, he was right on that one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for these guys, we have to oppose this nonsense that they're coming up with all the time, because you see these ICE agents now say, you got to ask them how do they feel working for a fascist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That it is just, you have to confront them each and every day. We have to confront this. All we want, I mean, for God's sakes, we all knew Superman was an immigrant.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell are they supposed to do? You find a baby out in the field there, and you know that if you found a baby out in the field in a space capsule like this, the military in there wanting to do all the military experiments you see in all these science fiction films,
right?
And they protected this. They protected this baby, brought it up as their own, and, you know, adopted him as it. But I mean that the anti-immigrant attitude that's out there today. These people have been here. You know, Maggie Don was trying to get, you know, engaged last night, trying to say, well, what about a person who's been here, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years,
right?
You know, that entered this country illegally, paid their taxes, been completely legal,
yep.
You know, committed no major serious crimes. I mean, they got a traffic ticket or something like that. But you want to send them all back? I mean, and they refuse to answer the question because they just want to
purify the country. That's what they want, to purify the country. Yeah. And we know that. And the American Party, Elon's party that it wants to start, that's purely white power.
Is it?
That is pure white power. You know the guy is from South Africa,
right?
Apartheid. He wants to turn this country into an apartheid-type country, and that is what he's working on. That's why he thinks he can, you know, pluck a lot of people from the MAGA party and start American Party.
And the tragedy is that if you read any of the history from the early colonial days at all, we would not have made, you know, the white men wouldn't have made it in this country if the Indians hadn't assisted them or taught them the ways to live with the land in this land in this country. And they're non-white. I mean, it is just beyond me that we accept any of this nonsense that Trump is spewing right now, and we have to, you know, fight it peaceably in any means necessary. But it has to be a active resistance, not passive resistance, because they need to be confronted.
I know.
They need to be confronted.
All right, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Mark,
thank you.
Yeah,
very good points there. You know, it's a scary time for all of us, and we have to keep that in mind. I don't think we're emphasizing the white part of this enough, because this is really what is happening in the U.S. right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, we're going to have a special feature trending. I think we're going to have to go with our normal everyday feature.
We could do whatever we feel like. I mean, I'd prefer Tom, would
I like
you
that
rather,
attitude,
you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen all to right. him. Well, Gen Z right here.
Exactly. All right. We're going to reshuffle the deck here. When we come back, we'll get to trending and would you rather.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. 19 past the hour. We're coming right back.
There's something about me, the women all love. I wear Italian shoes.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Honey, the TV's too loud.
What? I can't hear you over the TV.
If this sounds like your house, it's time to visit Madison Hearing Aid Center. They'll help you turn down the TV and the arguments. With technology utilizing AI and a team that actually listens, they'll have you hearing things you didn't even know you were missing.
Well, that shirt looks nice on you.
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Visit MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
More reverb.
What do you, I don't know what you're saying, but it's scary.
This is.
Oh. Is that?
Would you?
That
is, would you rather?
Maybe less reverb. I don't know. Or maybe overdub it. You know?
All right. It is 6:23. Beautiful sunshine today. Temperatures in the mid-60s to start things out. We'll get into the upper 80s. It's going to feel more humid through the day. All right, Dom, would you rather? Let's get to it.
Let's bring this music back up. All right, first question. Would you rather have to use shrimp-flavored toothpaste or deodorant that smells like cheese? You guys really thinking.
It seems temporary.
I'm stunned. I don't know.
The shrimp thing, I think, is more temporary than, you know, putting on.
I agree. I agree. I would go shrimp.
Smells like
cheese. Go with the shrimp.
I guess shrimp.
You think toothpaste. All three of us, you and Manus, on the shrimp-flavored toothpaste. Okay. Second question.
That's awful, though. God.
Just thinking about it.
I can't even handle too much mint.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Next question. Would you rather eat all your food with your hands or use utensils with your non-dominant hand?
Well, I guess I'll use my non-dominant hand.
I think I would eat all my food. I think I would eat.
Really?
Yeah, just with my hands.
How are you going to handle spaghetti? Really?
I've done it before when I was an infant. Just
mash your face into it? What are you going to do?
Stuff it in, yeah. Okay. I think I would use my hand, though. I think I would use my hand.
I think that works for me.
Really?
Okay. What the hell, Ryan?
What if it's really hot? Okay, never mind. Next question.
That's true, actually. All right, third and final question. Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday? So whatever you did yesterday, that tattoo would be on you for today.
Jeez.
Or would you rather have skin that changes color based on how you feel?
How do you come up with this stuff? What are you drinking at night? What?
I have my grenadine and I call it a night.
Really?
Yeah, I bet you do. Boy, that's a fascinating idea that your skin would change
with
the color.
Yeah.
Wow, that would really, the megas would go nuts with that.
They would also have.
They would be basically deep red all the time. There, we wouldn't have a white nation at that point. Wow.
I'd
go with the mood ring thing.
I think I would too. Tattoos could be could be really bad the next day.
Yeah, I don't like the tattoo idea. I guess I'd go with the skin thing.
That'd be scary. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, there
we
go.
Is that all three questions?
That's all three questions.
We got them all taken care of. Wow.
That's pretty damn quick.
Let me finish that.
You know, I look at this feature as a way to take a deeper look into our psyche. You know, the psyche of John and Gordy. And, of course, Dom. So what is it all about? What are these guys all about? And this is one way of figuring it out.
Now, yeah.
It's an ugly, terrible picture. We probably should discontinue this.
Well, now they know, John and I eat hands. They would rather eat our food with our hands than use utensils.
That seems disgusting to me. But
well, I went through all the trouble of researching sporks. And
the history of sports?
The history of sports. No, I wanted current, the evolution of sporks.
You know what we're talking about, spork, right?
Yeah, it's a spoon fork.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
A lot of people, get the plastic stuff for picnics.
Sure.
But I wanted them in the home now. I'm damn awful tired of dealing with flat forks. Who made flat forks in the first place? They could have cupped it just a little bit, right? I mean, everything rolls off a fork. No one likes forks.
So you think they should have metal sporks, right?
The spork is, I don't care about the spork idea. I want a fork that has a slight cup to it so things don't fall off the fork. Am I the only one?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think you got something.
I don't
there,
know.
Gordy.
I never thought about that, but it's a good idea. You ought to put a patent on it.
Yeah, I make hash browns or something like that, and everything is falling off the fork. I'm thinking, what the hell is this? Who made up the at least make the fork a little bit wider, perhaps? But it has to be rethought. They have to redo the forks. And I'm thinking, cup it a little bit, keep the fork, but cup it. Or get a damn spork. And I ordered a whole bunch of sporks online at Amazon because you can find a whole lot of weird things there. I suppose Etsy, too. But I tried Amazon. I ordered two different kinds. One is a narrow spork. The other one is a wider spoon-like. No one cares, right?
Well, do you
ever have a problem with the flat fork?
Yeah,
falling off those damn things?
No, I'm not disagree. I think you're onto something here, and I think we should get the input of our listeners. If you have a flatware item that you'd like to see redesigned, give us a call 608-879-8255.
Somebody will say, well, why were you thinking of this? Well, I mean, don't you have other things to do in your life?
Right? Yeah.
But
I was thinking the same thing.
But, but at the same time, when you're eating and you've made this food for yourself and you're sitting there at the table, it's the only thing you're doing. And the only thing you're doing at that point is trying to keep the food out of the damn fork. And
could
I thought,
I am done
with this struggle.
Okay. How are you on butter knives? You okay with butter knives?
No, they should have a little cup in.
Okay. How about the salad fork? Is that all right?
Just for salad? It's too small.
It's too small.
My hands are too big for that.
All right. It's 29 minutes past the hour, and when we return, it's time for Idiocracy.
Yes, it is.
Are we going to get to trending, too? We're going to just combine
everything?
Yes,
we'll start with trending.
Okay. All right. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, the market had a bumpy ride on Monday, trying to figure out exactly what the newly announced tariffs may mean to agriculture exports. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and no doubt the tariff back and forth is continuing, and it's really impacting not only agriculture economy, but also the U.S. economy as a whole. Ted McKinney is the CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. He says right now that imbalance has to be rectified, and he believes that production agriculture is ready for a bumpy ride if there's better balance in the end.
Clearly, negotiations cannot be a highly public thing. So if they come forward as we hope they are, and they will, then I think we're going to be better off recognizing that we're having this bumpy period. There's no doubt, and the president told us that. We hope to get past this. I am hearing that negotiations are occurring with China. We want some element of that market. I think we can get there, but it's all under wraps, and so hang on, and then we can talk again.
Ted McKinney, he is the CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. He also reminds agriculture that we're not seeking unfair trade that's overly beneficial to the United States, just looking for fair trade. Well, the market still seems to have an upset stomach about the potential for these tariffs. Markets lower in overnight trade. Numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
On Monday, the barrel cheese dropped a half a cent to 167. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and a half, 164 and a half, while AA butter dropped a penny, 258 a pound. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 12 right now, 1731. December new crop corn's down a penny at 417. November new crop beans down a penny and a half at 1005. Right now, September wheat's down a penny and a half at 540 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where numbers stand so far on a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO.
The big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, Jim Santel. We'll discuss the big takeaways of the last term of the Supreme Court.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending?
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gorney in the morning.
6:35. Sunshine today. Highs in the upper 80s. It's going to feel humid right now, mid 60s. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. And the sale continues. The 4th of July sale is continuing throughout the month. Unbelievable discounts on adjustable bed frames and bases at up to 30 to 50% off. Check them out. The new next level luxury with the V9 adjustable base. You can save $200 on that purchase. And other accessories are still on sale. Yeah. You can buy one and get one free in some cases. Check them out. Verlo.com or go to their east side location or west side location.
It's fantastic to see a public service like this to keep that sale going for the adjustable bed frames, because I know they know that people will love those frames and want to sleep on them all the time.
It's because of you, John Peterson, have brought it to our attention how great these adjustable bed frames are.
That's right. Not just for hospitals anymore.
You've been pushing this for a long time.
I have.
And finally, they're stepping up and they're listening at Verlo Mattress Headquarters.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
I expect to be asked to be a partner one of these.
Well, just keep waiting.
And, you know, I brought up the fork issue, and I think people are as fed up as I am.
Let's recap. You want to redesign the fork.
I do. I want to cup it just a little bit so food doesn't fall off a flat fork.
Well, Bob from Economowalk with you on this. Yeah, he says forks that taper in towards the end are hard to keep food from falling off.
Exactly.
Of.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. That's right, Bob. They make forks even in that bad design.
And then
they just make really bad forks everywhere.
We also got a voice note, too.
Let's listen to that.
Let's hear it. Okay.
So what we should do, guys, is you take a spork or a fork with a dome shape to it, like you mentioned, and then you just add a knife to the other end of it, and then you just need the one utensil. Done and done.
All right.
Is that Matthew?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, Middleton. Funny.
That's great stuff. Okay, see?
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea.
Now, I would call this spitballing it, right?
We're workshopping it. We're running it around the table. See who salutes.
We got to put this on the website now.
Exactly.
We're going to solve this problem, and or at least bring attention to it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the MAGAs could talk to Trump about this, and maybe he can get on something as important as this.
Well, yes.
Because this is a very special Let It Die Down edition of the John and Gordy Show.
That's what Trump's saying about the Epstein thing, right?
That's right.
He just wants it to go away.
Just let it die down.
He's telling
Why don't you just tell us what you think, Trump? My God, what?
Yeah.
You know, they brought this up. They mentioned this for years, right?
Yeah.
This was the big deal. They're going to finally do it. If I become president, we're going to release that list. You bet.
Right. The headline.
They decided to change their mind.
Mm-hmm. CNN is saying sources say Trump hoping to tamp down drama around Epstein case.
Ain't happening.
No.
Just keep talking about it.
Keep bringing it up.
King Don, just keep talking about it. We'll keep bringing it up as well. But again, it's a Let It Die Down edition.
Good luck with that.
All right. We have a hot and bubbling story, you know. This is a big story. This happened, I believe, yesterday, late in the evening or This is Lawrence O'Donnell with this late breaking news here. So let's play it.
Okay.
But I thought you had that ready. I just sent it out to you.
Oh yes, 74.
Yeah, 74.
Okay. Here we go.
For breaking news, the Republican-controlled House Rules Committee has just voted to block the release of the Epstein files. Joining us now, the member of Congress who forced that vote, Democratic Congressman Will Connor of California. Congressman, kind of give us the latest situation with the House Rules Committee.
Well, it's very disappointing. I had a very simple amendment that the full Epstein files should be released. It went for a vote to the House Rules Committee. Jim McGovern, who is the ranking member for House Democrats, made sure that all four Democrats voted for the release. Mm-hmm. Ralph Norman, a Republican, actually joined with the Democrats, saying that there should be a vote on the full release. Chip Roy didn't show up for the vote, but seven other Republicans blocked it. So as of now, there is going to be no vote tomorrow, up or down vote on whether the Epstein files should be released.
And this was the first stage of your attempt to get a full vote by the House of Representatives, to see a full recorded vote. Everyone could see how their member of Congress voted on this issue. And that's what was blocked by the Rules Committee, not allowing you to get to that stage on the floor. Why would it be important to have that recorded vote on the floor?
Well, in a very simple way, we should see whose side are you on. That's really what this Epstein file issue has become. It's not just about knowing who's being protected, the rich and the powerful, in terms of who had interaction with Jeffrey Epstein. It's the sense that people have that the government is too beholden to certain interests who have their thumb on the scale, and that they're not working for ordinary people. And what the Democrats are saying is, we want to make sure that we get full justice here, that we get full transparency. And this may have been the first attempt that was blocked, but I'll tell you, it's not going to be the last attempt. We already have Representative Vesey, who has a resolution. Leader Jeffries is saying that we're going to push for transparency here. And we can keep introducing these kind of amendments every week, every month, to force the Republicans to demand the release. And this is something that many Republicans believe should happen, as was evidenced by Ralph Norman's vote.
Right. The Elon Musk commentary on this situation continues. Elon Musk posted this after Donald Trump's long Jeffrey Epstein social media postings. Elon Musk said, seriously, he said Epstein half a dozen times while telling everyone to stop talking about Epstein. Just release the files as promised.
Oh, God.
All right, Elon.
Oh, boy.
Came up with a good one this time. Well, I think we jumped on the Let It Die Down edition a little too early. That's not happening.
Well, this all came about because of Bongino, right?
Yeah.
The deputy FBI dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to release the files, right?
Yeah.
Originally.
He did.
But
he used to talk about it on his podcast, and everybody was on this thing.
And Kash Patel was in the same...
He was there with him.
Corner.
Yeah.
But suddenly, let's not do it. Let's not do the Epstein file thing.
And the cold, brutal stare of Pam Bondi cemented that.
Yeah.
You know, she just said, we're not going to do it.
Files were on my desk, but now, no, we're not releasing.
I've never seen a more powerful sycophant in my entire life. She is just outrageous.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, yes, it's not going to die down. We're going to keep beating this horse. And because we were led to believe that they were going to release this information.
They wanted it released.
Trump was asked about it very early on in an interview, and he kind of said, yes, release it. Well, maybe we should, at least take a look at it and take out some of the names of some of the people that might be affected.
Yeah, well, when he was campaigning, he wanted them released.
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah.
So, it kind of blew up in his face, and that's what's happening now.
But now to have the House, they're going to have... They're not going to let this go.
No.
They're not. There's too many people that want it released.
The MAGAs want it. Their voters want it. And we'll see what happens. Although, the Republicans really don't give a damn about what their voters want. My God. Yeah. What are we saying? All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's move on to something horrific, actually. I hate to bring everybody down with this, but it's about Gaza and Piers Morgan and Mehdi Hassan also had commentary on this. So I just want to play something about the massacres that are going on in Gaza over people just trying to get food. I really can't even get over this at all. I mean, they're actually the Israeli army is actually firing on doctors. They're holding doctors in prison in regards to trying to help people who are injured in Gaza. This is just I've never seen anything like this. We haven't really focused too much attention on this, but I just thought I'd play this cut here, and I believe this is Mehdi Hassan, his commentary, cut 32. Let's go with that.
I actually don't give a shit about you.
Oh, control yourself, John. And you've come back and done exactly what they wanted to do. You've done their propaganda for them. Journalists have not been allowed freely into Gaza. That's why every major media organization on planet Earth has said to the Israeli government, you must allow journalists in. The Palestinian journalists who are there have been killed in record numbers.
Yes.
Of course, Piers, you're right. They want to hide what they're doing. That's why they're killing the journalists there and blocking the journalists from coming in. This idea that he's been on the ground. Yeah, I did interview a doctor, a British plastic surgeon, Dr. Tom Patoka. And by the way, he wasn't in the European hospital because the hospital got bombed by Israel. So he was in another hospital. And he talked to me about how he has to treat patients who have maggots in their wounds. He has to treat patients without limbs. He has to treat children. I've interviewed multiple doctors on the ground in Gaza, actually in Gaza, not hanging around with Israeli military. And they've all said the same thing, American doctors, British doctors, Canadian doctors. They've all talked about how many kids they saw with sniper bullets to the head and chest. Israel does intentionally kill civilians. That's why Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant were indicted at the International Criminal Court for precisely those charges, for killing, willful killing of Palestinians, for murder and persecution. That's why they've been indicted. That's why every human rights group in the world says war crimes are being committed. They've killed people holding white flags. We've seen it with our own eyes. They've bombed buildings without warning with families inside, like the Al-Dos family that I often cite in October 2023. They've dropped 2,000-pound bombs on refugee camps full of hundreds of people. They have killed seven aid workers in a clearly marked World Central Kitchen aid convoy. They've bombed World Food Programme convoys, leading to Cindy McCain, the wife of the most pro-Israeli senator of my lifetime, to come out and condemn Israel for attacking aid workers. John wants you to ignore Cindy McCain and British and American doctors and human rights groups and your own lying eyes watching people with white flags being gunned down. He wants you to believe him and his Israeli military minders. The war on terror was a complete failure. And some of us who saw that, and by the way, Joe Biden even said this in one of his more coherent moments. He said Israel should learn from our lessons. Israel did not learn from the US lessons. And actually, even if you forget about all the innocent Palestinians they killed, even if you don't give a shit about the people of Gaza, even if you only care about the people of Israel, Israel's not any safer today. Israel is not winning this war.
All right.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Well,
you to know, unpack.
Mehdi is an amazing orator. I just, you know what? He filled in for people on MSNBC.
I know.
I mean, he
was
just
excellent.
Took the program over. He was so good. And for letting him go is just unforgivable at this point. But anyway, Mehdi is on top of this. And I want you to hear a more recent.
We don't have time.
Okay. Only minute. 1 minute.
Oh, no. Okay. We'll play this after the break. Yeah. This is a more updated version of what's happening in Gaza about being killed over just trying to get food. You know, they put the military zones in between the people and the food.
Yeah.
And you can't get past it. They have times that you can get through and times when you can't get through. It's awful.
It's a humanitarian disaster. And it just continues.
Yes.
And it's way in the background. You know, we have all of our own headlines going on here, and it just continues, and nothing's being done.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that track in just a moment.
All right. We will continue with more of John and Gordy in the morning on this Tuesday. Stay with us.
as Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fed Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dane and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
WMDX. 92.7, and also on your Civic Media app, you can fax us.
Fax us? We have a fax machine?
Well, I'm looking at...
We should get a fax machine.
I'm looking at forks, and now I'm thinking of faxes and texts. All right, but you can text us, and you can also voice note us, as Matt did.
Yeah, that's right. And you can call us, too, 608-879-8255. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. If you're having trouble hearing, these are the people that you want to see, yeah. Jim and Sarah, yeah. At MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aid. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
They've helped John out. They've helped me out. They can help you out, too. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. Or go to their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can take a hearing test right there to get you started. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Dot com.
There are nuances to the sound that you're hearing, and you're missing some of it eventually as you get older and older.
Yes. And they have amazing hearing aids now that you can, you know, they come with an app that's on your phone, so you can adjust the equalization. You know, you can ask for a little more bass or
you can be walking along, take phone calls, you can listen to your music.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Really help out in restaurants, too. If you're having trouble hearing the person that's right across from you in a busy restaurant, a noisy restaurant, you can dial it right in.
That's right.
To their voice. It's amazing.
And it scares them.
It's doesn't scare anybody. What are you talking about?
Well, it's so lethal.
What's the matter with you?
All right. All right. Well, let's get serious again. You know, we're talking about what's happening in Gaza here.
Oh,
and we have a more current report on what's happening. This isn't the most current, but it is what's happening there. And let's listen to Cut 36.
410 Palestinians have been killed and thousands have been injured trying to get food since the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation took over aid distribution at the end of May. And that's a US and Israeli-backed organization that's taken the place of international agencies like the UN, who say they've been sidelined. It is running just four large distribution centers compared to hundreds previously supported by charities. So Palestinians are having to travel a long way to get food, sometimes through combat zones, and there isn't always enough to go round. So we've seen scenes of chaos and tension, large crowds and soldiers or security guards opening fire. The situation's been described as desperate, and Israel stands accused of weaponizing food as part of its war against Hamas. That would be a breach of international law.
What they've been doing in the last few months, the three-month blockade, starving already impoverished, war-torn, innocent civilians in the main, women, children, and then as they queue up, desperate for the small amounts of food coming in, opening fire, and being so disingenuous about, well, there are question marks over all of these. Well, let me answer the question marks. Here's how we can do it. You said it about Iran earlier, but what about the fact that Israel continues to refuse to allow international journalists, including the BBC, into Gaza? There's only one reason they don't want journalists in Gaza. They don't want them to see what is actually going on. If there's nothing to hide, let the journalists in.
And as we said to the ambassador, to the Israeli president, there are more than 10 occasions where there has been shootings around those food queues, which I think the vast majority of people looking at would think that's an incredibly shocking situation.
It is shocking, and it's Piers Morgan, his opinion on that as well. So it's really horrific.
It's disaster.
I saw a video, and it was a teenager that was just skin and bones who passed away.
Yeah.
And it's just god-awful.
It's so sad.
My God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, how do you come out of that one?
I don't know.
But, you know, we haven't covered this story. Because it just keeps evolving, and I want to be fair with our coverage on it, but at this point it's pretty obvious what's taking place, and that's why we're talking about it now.
Well, it continues to be just, again, I'm going back to a humanitarian disaster,
because
people are starving there, and they're getting, you know,
it's just awful. Watching your loved ones pass away, die from starvation is just...
Or they're injured, or they have horrible injuries, and you know, and the kids are just caught in the middle on all of this. They can't do anything about it. It seems can't get aid in, and they can't get food in.
I think, you know, summing it up as using food as a weapon.
Yeah,
is pretty much it. All right, we got 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me mention that this portion...
Then we're fired, right? Then that's the end.
that's the end of it. Yeah, you guys are done.
Look at this.
I missed the memo. I know, we're watching some unbelievable
video
surfers, right now.
Subway surfers arrested in New York City. They're on top of the subway just cruising along.
And they have video of this. There's three or four kids.
I remember when Spider-Man did that, but that was okay.
They're on top of the subway,
yeah,
and it's going through the city there, and they've got...
They were arrested for that.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Somebody's going to get hurt. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. The accessory sale, the 4th of July sales event, is continuing there. Now's the time to pick up some great deals on accessories And elevate your sleep experience with Verlo Mattress. With their adjustable bed frames, their adjustable bases are still on sale for the rest of this month. You can get unbelievable discounts of 30 to 50% off. And you can experience the next level of luxury with the V9 adjustable bed frame. Mm. Save an additional generous $200 off your purchase of the V9. Check them out today. Verlo Mattress. They have two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to be talking with Matt Trammell about the Maxwell Street Days coming up.
All right.
Downtown Madison. And
we'll be talking also about the big layoffs coming to the Department of Education.
Oh, my gosh.
Given the green light on that by the Supreme Court.
Something like 1,400 people out the door. Yeah. Stay tuned for more of John and Gordy in the Morning right here at WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest region of the country dealing with severe weather, the Northeast. A state of emergency declared in New Jersey. In New York City, several subway stations flooded as the rain fell. The White House signaling a huge shift on Ukraine. President Trump now says sophisticated U.S. weapons will be distributed to NATO, who will pay for them and send them to Kyiv. ABC contributor Mick Mulroy.
We now understand that it is Russia who not only, of course, started the war, but Russia who will not accept the U.S. proposed ceasefire, and it appears has no intention to stop this war. In fact, they're increasing their attacks not only against Ukrainian military targets, but civilians and civilian infrastructure.
The president also says severe tariffs will be imposed on Russia if there is not a ceasefire within at least 50 days. Dozens of ice cream makers are now promising to get rid of artificial dyes in their products. Some candy companies, including the maker of brightly colored M&Ms, are resisting. This is ABC News.